Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing there?
Good, how are you?
You know what, I can't complain. Two more days till Friday. I think that can answer that question a lot better Friday for sure.
Yeah, right.
Mark, my name is Mario, brother. I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. I'm one of the agents on the side of the company that handles the pricing when it comes to the services that we render. I know you were speaking to one of our agents in reference to our services. Now, if I may ask, Mark, have you been in business for less than a year, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as far as your marketing efforts, what exactly are you doing for that?
Facebook and just signs.
Oh, okay. So you're still doing some of the signs. Okay. How's that working for you, man?
The signs seem like they work better than Facebook.
Well, let me ask you, on Facebook, are you doing just, are you somebody running the Facebook for you? Are you doing Facebook posts, you know, where you're just posting your pressure washing service, or are you doing Facebook ads?
Facebook ads.
Okay. And who are you paying for those Facebook ads?
Well, they take it out, I think, every day, $5 a day. It was a guy that has a pressure washing business who set all that up for me.
Okay. Perfect. All right, I'll keep...
I think his name was John Viet or something on Facebook. He advertises them.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that you're getting advertisement and not ads, because the ads work miracles, man. And I tell you that because, you know, I work with a lot of clients, and that's how they're generating excellent revenue. And, you know, I brought my sister-in-law over. You know, she's not working with Local Splash. And, you know, once we got her on those Facebook ads, not commercials, not the advertising, but the ads, which are actual ads. You know, those, when I say Facebook ads, it means that when you're on your Google, you know, searching Google for anything, then you start seeing whatever you're searching on Google, you start seeing ads on Facebook based on that, of when you're searching on your Google account, right? So it's almost
okay.
Like it's connected, right? It's weird how that works, but that's how Facebook ads work. But anyhow, to keep this, you know, straight to the point with you, Mark, our company is Local Splash. We've been doing this for 20 years now. We do have a premier partnership with Google. There's only about 30 companies nationwide that have that partnership. You know, I like to mention that because it does give us an edge when it comes to working directly, you know, with Google subject or materials. But what happened now, Mark, is that within our company, we had a position that opened up. We're looking to get that filled in by the end of the day today, if not by tomorrow. And the way that works is that, let's say we start working with Babalu Pressure Wash, we would put the company on the first page of Google, and then we close that category out. We cannot work with anyone else that does the same thing. So let's say we work with you, we wouldn't work with anyone else that does pressure washing in Phoenixville, if that makes any sense. And we don't do that because we don't like competing against ourselves. It just wouldn't make sense, right? So we put you on the top five directories, Mark. First page of Google, we do a business Facebook account with Facebook ads, which is not something that you currently have based on what you're telling me. We put you on Yelp, which is already included in our service. We put you on Bing, Apple, and then I was looking at your website. Who's running that website for you? Is it just yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we would get actually, you know, we can either get a new website for you, because we do that as well, which is part of our service that includes a website, or we can help you manage the one that you have and, you know, make it a little bit more up to date, because I was looking at it, and, I mean, it's not a bad site, but I can just say, you know, could use some help, right? Here, I send you a link to your phone, just so you have an idea of what, you know, we would be able to do for you in the event that, you know, we decide, or you decide to work with us, or we decide to work with you.
Okay.
Are you able to see that link? Did you get it? I texted it over to you right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, if you just want to click on it, you'll get an idea of what we're able to do, brother. I want to make sure okay. Did you click on it?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Do you see it says superior pressure washing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you can click on any of the icons on the top that have the desktop, the tablet, or the phone, preferably the phone because that's where people are on all the time. And once you click on the phone icon, you can see where this is what we would do for you, right? This is a sample site. You know, we will put your information on here. We will upload, you know, recent and nice photos on there for you. We will put descriptions of what you do, you know, more about the company, and then information on how to contact you, how to set up an appointment. And if you see the little phone icons on there, Mark, there's two little phone icons. The customer does not have to look you up. All they have to do is hit the phone icon, and they'll call you directly, right, if they wanted to set up a meeting or whatever the case is, or work. They also have a opportunity to do SMS, which is a text message. They can also do that if they wanted to reach you. You know, so we facilitate
things. Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah, it's amazing too. Believe me, when customers, people are so lazy nowadays, they don't want to do anything, right? They just, the easier you make things, the better. And so the way that works is just to give you an example, Mark, if anyone in Phoenixville was looking for people to do pressure washing, your company will be one of the top recommended companies that's going to pop out on that first page of Google, right? So to give you an example, if anybody puts in phrases of any services that you do, right, pressure washing, graffiti removal, or anything that has to do with the services that you render, when they type those key phrases in, then they'll be able to locate Babaloo Pressure Wash, right? And then just so you know, as we were talking, I entered pressure washing into our analytics system, because that's normally what we do to see how the business is going. And there's been over 1,200 searches that were done in the last 30 days there in Phoenixville. So the reason we do that is to give you an example, you know, of or an idea of if you were capitalizing, you know, on a percentage of those searches, right? I mean, 1,200 searches in the last 30 days, that's quite a bit, right? And if you were on that front page of Google, I mean, just know, you know, the things that you'd be able to do. But again, so just to summarize things here for you, Mark, first page of Google will create the website for you if you need a new one. If not, we can work with the one you haven't promoted and then just help you, you know, work with it. We can make changes, you know, any adjustments, put new pictures, new schedules, anything you want us to do, we can work on doing that. If you ask me, that's only if you ask. I would say that getting a brand new page probably be better because it'll be a lot more up to date and it'll look, you know, just more appetizing to people that are looking for pressure washers. We'll get you on Yelp. We'll get you on Bing. And not only, you know, with the web page, of course, with the Facebook ads. I think once you see the Facebook ads and how that works, you're going to fall in love with that portion of the business. But aside from that, we also put you on the first page of Google. And here's the most important portion of this. We're a month-to-month service, Mark, right? We don't tie people down into a contract. And unlike Yelp, you know, Yelp charges $3.99 a month or other services that charge customers per lead. It's called pay per lead. Our company charges $2.49 as a flat rate monthly. You know, that's our monthly rate. $2.49 a month, no contract. You can cancel at any time you like. I mean, our cancellation rate is extremely low. You know, most of our customers that jump on board for $2.49, they stay with us. I mean, it's not easy to find a pricing of that ratio. You know, everyone that does what we do, which is called SEO, search engine optimization, pricing's, you know, usually on the 500 and above, but we're able to provide this price because we are a premier partner with Google. So the way that the company makes money,
gotcha,
is that, yeah, the way that we make money as a company is that if we make, you know, if we make the company like yours, let's say that you jump on board with us, that we see, you know, we make you prosper and, you know, make you again, turn things around and gain more business and so forth and so forth. Google sees that, right? Because you're even able to see that, because we have to render to you what's called like a tracking system, where you're able to see your progress. You're able to see how many calls you're getting, how many leads you're getting, and all those, you know, all those things. You'll have them on your phone as an application that we're able to download. And that's how we keep that premier partnership with Google.
So,
you know, but
go
ahead.
Let me ask you this. So if I sign up with you guys, I don't have to do my own Google ads, right? And I don't have to use Facebook anymore.
No. You don't have to do any of that, because now you're just wasting money and time, right? I mean, that's what we do for you, right? That's why you hire a company that does all that back end work for you, right? So all that stuff that you're paying, your Google ads, your the Facebook, you know, let us do that for you, right? I mean, we'll create a profile for you on Facebook, or we can promote the one you have. But again, I was watching the things that you have, and I'm just saying this with all due respect, Mark. Don't think I'm trying to sound like a you know what. No, it's just I think that, you know, your Facebook and both your web page, they definitely need some TLC, man. To say
so
the
least. So what hidden fees you have then? So that's my thing. You're talking about just $249 a month. That's it. I'm not going to get slammed with something that I'm not expecting about.
Okay, and let me make that very clear to you, okay? We haven't been in business by lying to our clients, and that's the first part. The second part is that we're accredited with the Better Business Bureau, of course, with an A+. The third portion, our reviews are excellent with our clients. And again, this call is being monitored and recorded for quality control assurance. The only thing that you pay for the first time around is $99, which is a programming fee. So the first time you pay $249 plus the $99. Every month after that, which, you know, will begin in July, you pay $249 flat rate. There's no hidden fees added at any point, right? That's why this
well,
is not a contract.
I mean, that's actually pretty good then, because you figure if I'm paying $5 to $10 a day on Facebook, you know, that's already $150. Same thing with Google.
Well,
so,
let
I mean,
me
going with
yeah,
you guys.
Let me shoot it to you straight, man. Most of the clients, when we speak to them, that's why when our positions open up, man, they are filled out right away. You know, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. And again, I'm not here making commission. I wish I did, you know, but I don't, right? A lot of these other companies, they make a percentage or they make a commission when you go with them, right? And that's why they're very insistent and they persist. Right. Like, oh, yeah, do this. And, you know, you shouldn't go with that other company and yada, yada. And that's not how we roll, man. We never, you know, critique how other companies work. We never tell you, hey, that company's bad. I mean, we will tell you what we do that separates us from them, right? And the main thing is our low pricing, right? And that's why, and that's the reason that we're able to do that, Mark, is because we have a premier partnership with Google, and we're going to keep that. We're not going to lose that or ruin our reputation over telling you, hey, it's $249, and then down the line, you know, change that on you. It doesn't work that way, man. And then most of the clients.
So, Mark, what about what about if I cancel? Do I lose the website?
No, you're gonna have you know. The domain, right? If you say, you know what, I want to cancel and I want to move to another provider, right? Which when people cancel, like let's say right now you have a domain with GoDaddy per se, right? And you say, you know what, Mario, I want to move over to you guys. We simply request that domain from GoDaddy and they send that over to us, right? So to answer your question,
okay.
No, right? So that domain's going to stay with you. I mean, you have your own website already going, the bubbaloopressurewash.us. I mean, I think, you know, if you wanted to stay with that, you know, we can keep that and just make the adjustments for you that will make it look more appetizing for clients who are looking for pressure washers.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I think
that I'd rather do that for you, because that's where I see clients that I deal with, they like to take that route better, right? We're like, you know what? Let's just update my own site and make it look a lot more appetizing, but I want to keep my own website. And I think, you know, I think that would be the better route, to be quite frank.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm down with this, dude. I want to eat dinner here, though, real quick. What do you need real quick?
Okay, well, I just need the 249 so I can lock the spot in, and then I'm going to need maybe 10 minutes of your time because I just need some very brief information. So I'll try to make this as brief as possible if you're going to eat dinner, because if I put this back into our queue, it's just going to go to the next painter that's available. And I'm telling you, you're the second person. This thing is going to go by pretty quick.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. And what would you be paying with? Is this a Visa?
It's a, yeah, Visa card.
Okay. Hey, let me get that out of the portion because that's the one that takes like 5 minutes. Go ahead with the card number.
Sure. 4147.
Okay.
4002.
Okay.
8056.
Okay.
3097.
3097. Expiration?
05/29.
Okay. And the last three?
371.
371. Okay, let me try to hurry. I don't want to take much of your time, especially if you're going to eat. I mean, I know that when I eat, I like to enjoy my food. All right.
Here we go. I just wanted some good-ass Spanish food, man.
Hey, you know what? I'm Hispanic, brother. What are you eating?
There's a place in Spring City called Latin Corner, man. They got good yellow rice and beans with pork and a beef and cheese empanada.
Let me tell you one secret about places. If they got good rice, they got a good everything. So that's how you judge people.
They do.
I mean, as far as being Mexican, when we find a place that has good rice, the rest doesn't matter, because if they can make good rice, they can make good everything, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Tell you that right off the bat. Okay, let me read this voice verification. This is just, we verify this because the call is being recorded, Mark, okay?
Gotcha.
Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording.
The
reason is because this is a discounted pre-agreement for you and an added protection, and then we'll send this in writing and also in an invoice to you, so I'm going to email this as well. As I'm walking you through this, Mark, if there's anything that you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me and ask me to review and clarify anything for you. Okay, just say simply, hey, okay. Mario, what does this mean if you don't understand? I mean, it's pretty simple, but we have to say that, right? I just want to have and make sure that we have a firm understanding before processing this transaction, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash, Mark. This is a voice verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and its added form of protection for you as well. To ensure accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Babaloo Pressure Wash.
Please state your name and the title with the company.
Mark Richmond, owner.
Okay. You are an authorized party to enter an agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are authorized user of the billing information on this account?
Yes.
Okay. And then I need to ask you a security question, Mark. This is in the event that you get a call from someone that's not us, or you, in order for to verify that it is us, in order to make sure that we're also speaking to you and you're the right Mark. There's three questions. Your mother's maiden name, the name of your first pet.
Adam.
Okay. So mother maiden's name?
Yeah, okay. Do Adamson. That was her maiden name.
Maiden name. And that's going to be IDADISON?
Adamson, what was it? AMSON.
Oh, Adamson. Okay, I thought you said Addison.
Yeah.
Okay. Adamson. ADAMSON. Adam and then son.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Mark, we ask you that you're also involved in this campaign. What that means is that we're going to also give you a link, Mark. When you go do someone's pressure washing, we're going to make it very simple for you just to send the customer the link so the customer can give you a review, all right, because reviews are going to be very important. We're going to help you make sure that you're getting great reviews by giving you that link, okay? So you want to make sure that the customers that you're working with are giving you, or at least giving them that link, because it's really simple for them to give you a review, right? They're not going to have to go through the whole process anymore of having to click on the website, having to click reviews, having to log into their email. And that's why a lot of customers don't do it. So we make it really simple. Okay. Okay. As a result, an increase in visibility, please be advised that if you receive calls from any third-party vendor that is not Local Splash, make sure that that security question is answered, right? So you're going to be the only one that knows that, all right? And that's going to be Adamson.
Gotcha.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to our calls and emails, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to get calls from our 877 number, 635-6225. It's our customer service number. We ask that you save it on your local, under Local Splash in your contacts. I'll text you with it so you can save it. That way it's a lot easier. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified, I'm almost done here reading this thing. I'm sorry, Mark. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which means that if you start doing marketing on your own or you hire another marketing company at any point, we just ask that you give us a heads up so we're not duplicating our efforts or doing anything. You know, we need to know if you're doing something outside of what we're going to do for you.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking to do anything else.
Right, because anything else is going to cost more money, just so you know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'll still have my signs that I put out, you know what I mean, the little lawn signs, but that's it.
Well, you know what, you'll see, man. I don't want to, you know, say I'm not going to tell you we're the best company in the world, because if anybody tells you that, man, they're just a bunch of crap, right? But I can tell you that we're definitely very, you know, reputable, and I think you're going to definitely enjoy what we do for you, brother. Okay. Your payment for the initial term is going to be a total of $348, which is going to be charged today. Keep in mind that's only because you are paying the $99. The remaining payments are going to be $249, and that's a flat rate. Okay. So the initial payment today is $348 and that non-refundable amount of today. And then every other payment is automatically charged for $249 and it renews every 12 of the month. It's a recurring payment. If you wish to discontinue, Mark, and you wish to cancel this, you have that option because this is not a contract. You simply have to call that 877 number that I gave you earlier, which I'll text you from, and speak to a representative. Only thing that we ask is you call 3 days before the 12th of the month, which will be your recurring cycle day. So as long as you call 3 days prior to the day that your payment renews, you're able to cancel this at any time. I mean, I highly doubt, and I mean this with all sincerity, that you would want to cancel. But if you did, you do have that option, Mark. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm done with that portion. I just need you for 5 more minutes, brother. That was the longest portion of this whole thing, just getting that done. So let me just get this other really quick information, and I'll get you off the line so you can enjoy that food. Okay. Is that your canine back there?
Yeah, that's a little hot dog fighting.
Why do the small dogs always sound like the big dogs? Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, they're the most yappy. I have
a Maltese in here, and I know. Okay. Mark, what's your last name, brother?
Richmond, like Virginia.
Is it Virginia? Mark Virginia? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit.
Oh, my bad. It's Mark Richmond, like Richmond, like Virginia.
Oh, Richmond, okay.
R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, yeah.
Yeah, got it. Richmond. And what's your email address, Mark?
MarkRichmond81@gmail.com.
Is that the year you were born in, brother?
No, that was just the one. That was just the one they gave me. I just stuck with it.
MarkRichmond81@gmail.com. Got it. No, because I also have my year on my email. That's why I figured he probably was the same.
I probably should have done that, but...
It's all good, man. You sound pretty young. I'm not going to ask your age, but, you know, you sound pretty young. That's good enough. All right.
47, man.
Oh, well, you beat me by 7 years, but that's, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm 65, brother, to be honest, man.
Yeah, same.
You know, sometimes I'm just like, God, I just want a break. And I'm like, you know, I got to wake up in the morning. I got to wake up in the morning, get on the phones and get my coffee started and everything. And my daughter, I have a daughter who's 12 years old, and she's like, Dad, why do you work every day? She tells me. And I say, so you can have those shoes.
Tiring.
You can have that jacket. All right, and the address on file for the billing address, I have 761 Valley Road in Phoenixville, PA. What's the zip code?
19460.
Okay. All right, perfect. I got that portion done. Shoot. Okay, and then I need a date. You're going to get a call. Tomorrow I'm booked. I have Friday available because the IT department's going to call you. They're the ones that are going to collect. The Department of Operations is going to collect all the necessary information to get that website started, to get the, you know, get you on that first page, all the good stuff they're going to collect from you. And that takes about 30 to 40 minutes. So I need you to give me a time when you're actually going to have about 30 minutes to spare.
That's going to be rough, Mario, because I still have my full-time job, and it's Friday through Sunday, so it's 13 hours I work each day.
Jesus Christ, man.
When
do you take a break, brother?
We take lunch at 12:10, and that's 30 minutes.
Wow. No, I'm saying, when do you take a break for yourself?
Well, the person watching hasn't been too busy, so I mean... You know,
I mean, ultimately,
I'm doing a job a week. So.
Okay, and ultimately, what's the goal? I mean, did you want, you know, to ultimately try to do this full time? Is that what would that work for you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get out of corporation. I want to work for myself.
Okay. Well, let's make that happen for you, brother. That'd be amazing, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, give me a second here. Let me put some notes on what you just told me there. Okay, let me just put a note here. Wants to keep his own website, but wants many updates to bring up to date. Okay, that should be enough for the IT people there. And then we have this here for the Facebook. Okay. All right, I'm hurrying as much as I can. And are you currently have a license, Mark, or you don't?
Oh yeah, I have a business license, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That makes it so much easier.
Fully in sports.
All right, man, that makes it a lot easier. Believe me, man, that you have that stuff, so much easier for us to get the ball rolling there for you. All right, so you say that you don't know, what time do you start work at, Mark?
Oh, we start at 6 a.m.
Okay, and what time is it done? What time are you home?
We get out at 7 p.m.
Okay. And how are you talking to me right now, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, is your day off?
Yeah, I only work Friday through Sunday, the 13-hour days. I'm off Monday through Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you're off tomorrow. Let me see if I can get you in here tomorrow. Give me 1 second. I'm glad you said that to me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying. I promise you it won't take more than maybe 5 more minutes. I'm almost done here.
All good.
All right, just about done. All right, I found a slot tomorrow. It's going to be 11 a.m. Is that fine? Is that too early for you?
Tomorrow, 11 a.m. No, that should be... Yeah, no, that should be fine. Yeah, that works.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Let me lock that in before that spot is gone. Today's the 12th. Tomorrow's going to be the 13th. Okay. And then how far are you willing to work from where you're at, brother?
I would say 50, 60 miles.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, and then give me the hours that you wanted to say on the site. I'm going to put Monday through what right now? Monday through Saturday
Thursday.
After? Or you Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday so far. Hopefully one day is going to be Monday through Friday.
Thursday. Yeah.
Monday and through Thursday. What times Monday through Thursday?
I would say 8 to 8.
8 to 8, okay. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Got it. Okay. Boom. All right. Got all the information I need. Okay. All right. Let me just confirm. I have not processed the payment. Let me confirm it goes through, and then we're all set here, brother.
Okay.
You like spicy food, brother, or you don't?
Sometimes. Indian food sometimes can be a little too spicy, but...
Yeah, you know what? I don't do Indian food, man. That I've done it in the past, and it does not sit well with me, man. So I don't
do
Indian food.
Yeah, that's when I'm eating that, man. You're just sweating. You're like, oh, man.
What did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's good, but just a little too spicy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what exactly they put in that stuff, man, but they got to put something that's just, you know, definitely quite a number because, oof.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I was going to say, I know our Mexican food sometimes can be spicy, but usually the spice, you know, it's to your courtesy because it's salsa
I
that
can
you're
tolerate
putting
it.
On. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Just a bunch of notes, man. Sorry. I wish that we had a some way we can just, you know, make this skip all the little things on the computer, but we gotta make sure we cross our T's and dot our I's. I'm sure you understand that portion.
Yeah.
Okay, it came back as insufficient funds, Mark.
All right, let me see, because I don't know if I have it. It might be locked. That's my Chase card, so let me go on their website here.
Okay, yeah, take your time, brother. Oh, God, I'm done with everything. I just need that portion of it.
Oh, that's why they lowered the credit limit on it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, what did they restrict you to?
Only $1,000. It was like $8,000. It's out there. Only $1,000 now. I'll have to give you this card.
Okay, hold on. Let me change it right quick. Don't worry. All right. When you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. Pull it out here. It's the same thing, Visa.
Okay.
4147.
Okay.
You know what? Hold on, because that one expired.
Okay, don't worry.
Let's try this one, see if this one works. It's a Visa.
Okay, 1 second. All right, go ahead.
4465 4463 4203 4203 3523 3523 2732 2732. Expiration is 03/28 03/28.
Okay.
And 836 is the 3-digit.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second.
Throw that card away.
You had an expired card, huh?
Yeah, I had the new one downstairs. I just forget where I misplaced it at.
No worries. All right, that one definitely went through.
Okay, I'm going to end up changing that probably next month to the one that I find.
Yeah, that's fine. Just notify us of that. Okay.
Okay.
Just notify us of that, and we'll definitely take care of it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so... sounds good, brother. I think that I have everything that I need. We'll give you a call tomorrow, 11 a.m. Make sure you pick up, and you know we'll go.
Okay.
You know we'll go through this. You know, it's going to be our operations team, and they'll be able to help you. Just for any reason, if you can't, they'll leave you a voicemail, and then they'll try back. But you know, the sooner you do this, the better.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again so much, man. Welcome to Local Splash, and then we'll be. You know, working with you, moving forward, and hopefully, you know, you definitely like what we do, man.
All right, man. Thanks very much.
No, you're very welcome, brother. Have a good one.
You too, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.